Blog Talk Radio. Family.
Hey, what's up, family? We're here with Lino Solis, SVP.
Hello, hello. This is Lino Solis, Senior Vice President of Filings, also a licensed practicing lawyer in the state of New York. God bless you, family.
Got Martin Caba here.
Hello, everyone. Martin Caba, executive trainer, real estate nonprofit background.
And myself, Ray Acevedo, new to the deal, got involved almost 3 months ago, ED. So we're coming together to set this show off, just to talk a little bit about why we got involved with this operation. And I think it'd be nice to kind of let Lino, our leader, kind of segue into that and just kind of, you know, approach this organically, just to kind of let the people know why we, you know, believe in this thing that we call network marketing. So just to jump right into it, we have Lino Solis. Brother Lino.
Thank you so much, Brother Ray. Thank you for that introduction, those kind words, you know. I've known Brother Ray Acevedo for a number of years, very successful individual in the business and real estate world, et cetera. We've attempted to do some deals in real estate acquisition. And so we've always talked about doing business. So it's a pleasure to me to be doing business with him now. He has a service heart. Brother gives back to his community. It's very exciting to be working with him and also my fraternity brother, Martin Caba. But with that said, look, we're launching this thing. We're going global with this business. We see lots of opportunities. I had the pleasure of seeing this business through a very, very good friend and client, Mr. Dave Cox, a very successful business owner in the Brooklyn area. I was helping him launch his IHOP businesses. And we all said about 3+ years ago that there was a huge opportunity for us to get paid in the energy space. And so Dave Cox said, listen, this company is positioning lots of people to get paid in energy, telecom, insurance. And now we're in a position that not only do we have the U.S. market, but we have a global opportunity here with respect to Asia, Mexico, DR, Dominican Republic, Haiti, the rest of the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Canada, to get paid on services that people use every day, and they're never going to pay off these bills. Services such as gas, electric, cell phones, internet, cable, TV. We're launching our own internet protocol, cable TV service towards the end of this month, the beginning of next month, and we can all get paid on that, family. So we're very, very excited to be launching this first call and to put this out there to the globe and to present a huge opportunity for us where we could share in multi-trillion-dollar industries. So with that said, I pass the call back to Brother Ray Acevedo. I'm excited to be partnered with him and Brother Martin Caba. We're going to be doing some very, very exciting things, so please stay tuned.
Okay, thank you, Lino. So, you know, with this, I guess the concept with the call or with the show is basically just to really, I wouldn't say vent, but to maybe, you know, discuss why, what just the value proposition here, what we see with this Five Links vehicle. Because that's essentially what, you know, got me excited about, you know, let me just be honest. I mean, Lino Solis, you know, in sharing the opportunity, I really didn't see it initially. But after talking to the brother and tapping into his vision, I got really excited because one of the things that we have no shortage of in our community is ideas. You know, we have a lot of ideas, a lot of entrepreneurial brothers. You know, we've seen some success within our community in the entertainment space, primarily in the athletic space. And, you know, a lot of us are really excited. We come out of school. We want to do all these things, but we realize that we don't have the platform or the resources to get started. And one of the things that Brother Lino was saying was that, you know, Dave Cox, may he rest in peace, but he was the brother that turned Lino on to the concept. And he was basically saying how brothers and sisters in the community were admiring his success as an entrepreneur with the various brick-and-mortar businesses that he had launched. Some of the brands you'll be familiar with, like IHOP, Papa John's, I believe.
Checkers.
These are brands that many of you out in the listening audience may be familiar with. But, you know, this brother was just, you know, I guess excited about the fact that folks were approaching him in the community. But on the same token, he was a bit saddened in that, you know, brothers and sisters, although having all this energy, didn't really have the capital that is needed to launch, let's say, a McDonald's, for example, which would be a million-dollar investment, or, you know, some of these other brands that I just mentioned, that anywhere is from a couple of $100,000, you know, well into the millions of dollars. And, you know, even at the lower end of the spectrum, you know, $100,000 for somebody in our community to have liquid is a real challenge. So, you know, this brother was saying, hey, you know, here's an opportunity with Five Links that you can get into your own quote-unquote franchise model for, you know, at the time I believe it was a $500 investment, where now you can, let's say you're an inventor, or you just, whatever it may be, you do want to get to the place where you can invest in that McDonald's. You start with this $500 investment and you can build this into a income generator that will allow you to parlay that success into a brick and mortar if you so desire at that point. Because one of the things that I found interesting in listening to a Dave Cox interview by our diamond in our business, Tashina Anderson, when she was interviewing him for one of her shows, was, you know, Dave was actually saying how if he was to do it all over again, he wouldn't even bother. He wouldn't have bothered with the brick and mortar because Five Links has been just so successful for him. And it's, you know, in terms of time, it's a great leverager of time. And in terms of money, it's a great leverager of money because, again, at the time it was only, you know, $500. So, again, you know, just to kind of circle back, you know, I tapped into that vision of what Dave Cox shared with Lino and in turn what Lino shared with me. And I did a little research on my own and I started poking around on the internet, as many of us do, and I started listening to some of these leaders, and it just kind of all made sense. And I started sharing the concept with you know, my good friend Martin, and he you know, I saw him light up, and he pretty much got it after talking for about 5 minutes. And what was interesting about that was I wasn't even in the deal yet. So I circled back to Lino and said, hey, Lino, I have to get in because I've shared this with my good friend Martin Cava, and he sees the vision. And, you know, for me, that was, I guess that was a true indicator for me that, wow, this has legs, because I don't fully understand the deal, but here I was just sharing what little I know about this, and, you know, this brother was excited. And, actually would like to, you know, turn it over to Martin, and maybe he could talk about what he heard and what he, you know, in his mind, what kind of clicked when we had that discussion on that day early in, I believe it was about April of 2015, which is roughly about 3 months ago now. So, yeah, Martin, if you want to just... tap into that a little bit, I think that would be great for the listening audience.
Well, to be diplomatic, people who are around this this table right now, we're not new to the game of life, for better words. We've been around the block, and it's not just based on the years that we're on this earth, but just our family, professional life, careers. We built a strong network, and we built, you know, we've lived a little bit. We've been exposed to certain benefits and opportunities that this country has afforded us. So with that being said, as you get older and you get wiser, you become more of a skeptic of anything that's being thrown your way. So we all have that baggage. We all have those filters that we have when people approach us with things. So for me, I think what was important is just the relationship I have with Ray. I know Ray for, we're going on 26, 27 years. So just that relationship alone, and knowing what he's about and him knowing what I'm about, that immediate conversation, I'm going to give him my undivided. I think what was important for me is that I've actually, you know, unbeknownst to Ray or Brother Lino, that I've gone through my own sort of opportunities that have been presented in my time, and I actually pursued some along the way. So that filter in terms of what is this network marketing, what's this about, it was already, you know, was implanted in my mind. I think the turning point was, number one, the type of opportunity that was presented to me with Five Links was something that I hadn't heard before. And that was, number one, products and services that everybody uses and products and services that will never pay off. So immediately I know that that was rooted in my day-to-day life and the day-to-day life of people that I know. But the thing that really, really drew my attention is when Brother Ray mentioned to me that this is going to be a global enterprise. And me being Dominican, Ray being Puerto Rican, Lino being, you know, from Honduras, that enough to me was like, wait a minute, now we have an opportunity to now extend this dream, to an American dream, to and export it and basically help other people benefit from the little things that we have here. So, you know, with that being said, Ray, I think to me that was the thing, man. Number one, the person who relayed the information to me, I hold dear, and just the opportunity when he said global, everybody knows that we're going towards a global community, global economy, and this is an opportunity for us to benefit.
Okay, so we have about two more minutes here. So in closing, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And this is our first little segment. We're going to get a little bit more organized with how we segment the shows. Again, this is a platform along with some of the other platforms that are out there just to really, you know, share our vision. And for some of the folks who are out there thinking like, you know, this really isn't for me or whatever, you know, just a platform here for us to dialogue and build and to share with our people, because again, you know, this is something that we really want to help people, and it's really coming from our hearts. I mean, it's nice to make money, but it's also a beautiful thing if we could empower our community to really see and tap into what we see here as a global movement and a global opportunity.
So, yes. Absolutely. So, family, we're very excited about where we are. We encourage you to tune in to this radio show every other week or however it's going to be developed over the course of the next couple of weeks, and to seek us out and find out more about this company and this global opportunity right now with respect to what Five Links is doing and the wealth movement that we're all involved in, and services, as Brother Martin Cava said, services that we all use them every single day. We pay the bills every day, and guess what? This is an opportunity to get some of that money back and show our families how they can get some of that money back. So with that said, you know, log on, stay close to us, and get the information. We can provide you via website how you can get the information. Thank you very much, and I pass the call back to Brother Ray Acevedo.
All right, so that's it for our first show. Thank you so much for tuning in.
This is good. So this is good. Right. So now we can start. You know, we can start.
Airways that can be spent anywhere.
Yeah.
We start building on how we really extract value from